Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for coming back for another installment of my weekly video. I want to tell you a story, and this is a story that goes across the board for every man we coach just about. Now, yeah, I heard this just the other day from another guy, but it's the same old story, and it's the story of taking crap personally. What we do in coaching is help a man get his groundedness and his confidence so when stuff happens, he doesn't lose his cool and ruin everything. So here's the story. His name is Fred, right? Fred is coming home from work, and he's trying to get a hold of his wife to let her know that he's on his way, and thought at the last minute it'd be good to offer if he could stop at the store and pick something up. So he goes, "Hey, it's me. I'm almost home, but I could stop at the store if you need anything." And she goes, "How far out are you?" He says, "I'm 15 minutes. 15 minutes away? Oh, you're already past the store. You should have called me a half an hour ago. Why couldn't you have given me more heads up? Why are you so inconsiderate? Why are you so disrespectful and thoughtless all the time? Forget it. I don't need anything." Click. She hangs up. Boom. He loses his crap. He's boiling inside. He's so angry and he can't wait. He's picking all his words and he gets in the door and he lets her have it. "Why do you have to call me names? I was trying to help. Why do you always do that? I'm not being disrespectful. I can't stand the way you're always criticizing me." Blah, 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 blah. He goes on for the next 30 minutes. It's a long race to the bottom of an argument nobody could win. Now, let's do a do-over. This is what we do in coaching. Scene one, take two. Take two. And this time you have to direct it. It's Daniel Craig, 007, James Bond. He's in the seat of your car. He's driving home. You're in the back seat watching how he handles it this time. You're the director and the writer and also the acting coach. You get to help him. But you watch it. And he calls. He goes, "Hey, I'm on my way home. I thought you might want me to pick something up from the store." She goes, "How far out are you?" He goes, "Oh, I'm 15 minutes. 15 minutes? You should have called me." She does the whole thing all over again. And you're watching James Bond. You're watching Daniel Craig. And he's sitting there and he's waiting for her to finish. And you can see he's totally unaffected by the tirade. He's unaffected by the name calling, the accusations, the names of disrespectful, thoughtlessness, disrespectful. He's not triggered. He knows she's been having a bad day. He already assumes the best in her, that she's had a crappy day and she's just unleashing some emotions. And so when he gets home, he just grabs a snack. He goes over and gives her a kiss, asks her how her day was. He starts helping out the best he can, and he doesn't take it personally. And here's the trick. In scene one, take two, when you're being the James Bond guy, you realize nothing is personal. You understand that your feelings of being insulted or offended or disrespected or called names, they're just feelings. You gotta stop believing your feelings. You gotta stop thinking that everything you feel needs to be acted on. This is why it's not personal. We know it feels personal because you're in the scene, but that doesn't make it personal. It's only personal if you allow it to be personal. You need to get out of that frame of reference and into your own. Let her have her storm, let her have her moment, and then chill out. This is the only way guys can turn marriages around. When they come to us looking to save their marriage, improve their marriage, get more sex and affection or whatever, they realize the only way to do that is to lead the emotional energy in the relationship away from negativity, away from criticism, away from defensiveness, and stop playing the same game that she plays sometimes. Yes, she's going to lose her crap, but you're not responsible for making her not lose her crap. You're not. You're not her therapist. You're not her coach. You're not her daddy. You're her husband and her lover. And so it's time to act like one. And that's what we want to tell you about, that secret behind that insecurity that we have that makes us so overreactive and takes so many things personally. We want to dive in deep with that. And when you get it, you actually feel like James Bond. And the first thing you're going to say is, "Holy crap, I never knew things could be this easy." Once I started stopping taking things so personally, everything became easier in my gut, in my heart, in my head, and I started responding a lot better. And guess what? She really digs that. That's the secret. I hope this helps you today. Take care. I'll see you next week. Bye.